Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
That game was there for the taking.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you this, because after that game, LeBron said that, look, and he's right, it's not instant oatmeal. You know, it doesn't come together right away. It's going to take some time. Rajon Rondo, the other veteran or, you know, accomplished veteran on the team, he said we have to be patient, like teachers. He told that to the undefeated. So what I want to ask you, Rob Parker, is do the Lakers have time to be patient? They are – in fact, in the Western Conference, after all. Do they have time to be patient?
This is the thing. I don't. And this is why I'm saying when a game is on the table like that, I would rather see LeBron go for it, even if he doesn't get it. Try to get the win.
Houston tomorrow.
Exactly. You could be 0-2 and already piling up L's in the Western Conference. And this is the other thing. Last year, the difference between being a third seed and an eighth seed in the Western Conference was two games. Portland won 49 games, and the team that finished eighth was Denver?
47. Denver was out.
Minnesota. They won 47, so it wasn't a big spread between being having home court in the first round or being on the road
being out
after the first round. So that's why I'm saying that these games are important. And that's what I took away from it, that nothing had really changed yet. I'm not going to say they won anything or lost anything off of one game. No, that did not happen. But I don't know how much time. Do they have can they go 2-10 to start the season and hope to regroup? I don't know if you want to go.
They're not going to start 2-10.
I'm just saying you can't be like
in
that.
Miami, when they started poorly, they were 9-8.
But Miami was way better than this team. Come on, let's be honest.
Yes,
this is kids and cast off.
That's true. But
this is kids and cast off.
Wait, you think 2-10 is actually a possibility? Or are you just throwing that out?
I'm just throwing it out because they could be 0-2.
Yeah.
Right?
But they not. If they 2-10, it's really going to be ugly. I get you, though. The bottom line is every game in the Western Conference is important because it could be one game that keeps you out of the playoffs. I don't think this team will be in danger of missing the playoffs. But what I'll say is why I think they can't necessarily afford a slow start is because this is a team, Rob, and I'm sure we've talked about it just off the air when they've put it together. This is a team that has the greatest potential for volatility in the league. Lance Stephenson, if they're losing games and he's not playing a ton or not playing particularly well, he could go off. Rajon Rondo.
He could start blowing in everybody's ears.
Right. Rajon Rondo, who has had problems by his own admission with every coach he's played for.
No doubt about it.
He could go off. Lonzo Ball, what if he's not playing a lot?
He played 19 minutes last night.
Now, they said he's on a minutes restriction, but I don't know if he would have played more even if he weren't on a minutes restriction.
Because he was also a little passive in the first half. He finished with 7 points.
He was okay. I mean, he ended up playing okay. But what if he's just another role player, which it looks like he will be, and they're losing? Does LeVar make a reemergence and start talking? You know, I mean, that's my point. Like, and then Luke Walton, if they start slowly. Now, when LeBron and his Heat team started slowly in Miami, the players weren't happy with Eric Spoelstra. But Pat Riley, who was running the organization, he was like, look, if you're going to win, it's going to be with Eric Spoelstra. If he hadn't had Spoelstra's back, Spoelstra may have been gone.
But Pat Riley's probably the only guy who was able to pull some, you know, have muscles against the players in that standpoint.
If any GM, certainly Magic and Rob Pelinka or Magic, have enough clout that they can tell LeBron and Rondo or whoever else they need to tell, Luke's our guy.
But the only difference is,
will they?
Right, the only difference is, Eric Spoelstra was Riley's guy.
Right.
He did, but Rob Pelinka and Magic didn't hire Luke Walton. So They're not bound to him the way that Riley was with Eric Spoelstra. That was his guy.
That's my point.
Right.
That if they start slowly, in addition to players popping off and, you know, even LeBron, I mean, he's been passive aggressive. He could get on social media and start tweeting or putting out Instagram posts that just cause drama. He's been known to do that. It could get crazy from that standpoint, but also it could cost Luke Walton his job.
Right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And we always bring a celebrity interview to you every Friday. And this week on Celebrity Corner is Michael Rappaport, the great actor, director, author, podcaster. You can follow him on Twitter at Michael Rappaport. And let's get right to it. Mike, we want to welcome you into the Odd Couple. LeBron James, first game as a Laker last night. What'd you think?
I thought that, I mean, you know, he was LeBron James. You know, it's game one. You know, he looked like LeBron James is supposed to look. He hasn't fallen off a cliff. I think the team, you know, didn't have it all together. But, you know, I thought it was a good first game. You know, all off season, people have been like, oh, you're so complimentary to the Lakers. You're so complimentary.
I know. I'm a little bit surprised, man. I'm starting to think you actually like LeBron.
Well, no. See, now they woke up a sleeping beast because the next day after LeBron and the Lakers, you know, started, I go, lo and behold, I knew I'd have something because Dame Lillard was the star of the game. The Lakers lost, but all we're showing is LeBron James's dunk. And then it reminds me that LeBron James, who's, you know, 33 or 34 years old, never entered a dunk contest.
Uh-oh.
Yet he's 33, 34. He could still do it. And you know, he took all the thunder away from a very, very great Dame Lillard Portland Trailblazers performance. Like, so, they lost. Unlike my Knicks, who won their own
game. We're going to get there.
We're going to give you plenty of time to big up your Knicks.
Because they scored 49 points
probably,
in the second quarter.
Yeah, we'll probably need to slow down. But
right.
we'll give you your time to crow about the Knicks because you know it's going to be short-lived.
Right,
so.
But Mike, let me ask you this. One of the big things when they put the team together, though, was people criticized and said, where's the three-point shooting coming from? They missed their first 15 three-pointers, looking like the Houston Rockets, but is that going to be a problem for them, their three-point shooting, especially in this league?
I don't think that anything's going to be a problem. I think that it's going to be a similar thing to his first season in Miami. They're going to go on runs. They're going to fall. I don't think they're going to be as good as that team, obviously. But you know, I think that Josh Hart could shoot. I think that LeBron can shoot. I think that Kuzma can shoot. I think along the line, somebody's getting traded because I think they have one too many guys that does the same thing on that team. Listen, you know where I am with LeBron James, and I want to, but I'm a Laker fan in general. Like I never could root against anything Magic Johnson does, and it's like rooting, you know, betting against LeBron is like betting against Tom Brady, betting against Magic in the '80s, betting against Sugar Ray Leonard, like. They're gonna figure it out by April. They'll know what they're good at, what they're not good at, and I really expect that team to be a major problem. All this, they're not making the playoffs and missing 15 threes last night. It's game one. They've been hearing about missing threes from you guys, the Odd Couple, for the last 3 months. So of course they're gonna miss a few threes. By the way, Chris Broussard, wait, I got a question for you, my man.
All right,
I saw you on. The TV shows today, and my question is this: are we going for mutton chops? Or are you growing a beard? Like I don't know what like
because they don't connect. It don't connect,
are
right?
You,
that's
are you
why.
Looking, yeah, are they mutton chops or just a beard?
I don't know if I want to comment on that, but I'm going for the beard. I'm going for the beard. It is a little thin in certain places.
That's why it looks like mutton chops.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But you know what, though, Broussard? If it doesn't connect, you could pull off mutton chops.
No,
you got the red hair.
I don't think so. I was looking at that today. I was looking at one of the little tapes.
Right.
And I was like, if it's going to look like that, I'm going to have to shave it off and go to the goatee.
Or embrace the mutton chops.
I don't think I can do the mutton chops.
Does your wife like the beard? She likes it.
She
right?
likes it. She's fine with the way I was before with the goatee, though.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter to her, but yeah, well, I don't think I can do the mutton chops.
You just asked him, does his wife like the beard? Does your wife like the mutton chops? Because my friend, and I say this,
she definitely wouldn't like the mutton chops.
Okay, because it's not a beard right now. Is what I'm going to tell you.
It doesn't connect. Right, right.
I'm trying to say it's a beard, but hey. All right, let me ask you this, Mike. There have been so many reports coming out. Well, first of all, there are actual things that happened. Kyrie Irving left LeBron. Paul George didn't interview with the Lakers when LeBron went.
Wouldn't
there.
Even meet with Magic.
And now there's reports, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, don't want to play with LeBron with the Lakers, although we're not sure if that's true, but those are the reports. And then Stephen A. Smith, our guy, our buddy over ESPN, he says that Damian Lillard doesn't want to go play with the Lakers. What do you make of this? Do you think this stuff is true? And if so, what does it say that a lot of these guys are avoiding playing with LeBron?
It says that not everybody wants to play with LeBron James. Not everybody wants to defer. Not everybody wants to play with, you know, it says people, you know, there's some competitiveness left. I don't think it's like, oh, I want to go play with LeBron James. You know, not everybody wants to, you know, play with a guy that brings the circus to town. Not everybody wants to play with a guy who might throw you under the bus. And some people want to beat LeBron James. So Dame Lillard's definitely not playing with him. He's, you know, his attitude is, you know, come play with me or I'm going to play against you. And he showed that last night. Jimmy Butler's all over the place right now. But I think it's good. I think that, you know, first of all, this whole thing with, like, even in football, Odell mentioning L.A., it's like, listen, we're in L.A. It's a cool place. But, listen, it's not like, you know, like it rains, you know, silver dollars out here.
Right.
There's other places that are cool. There's other teams. There's other big markets. And I'm glad not everybody wants to play with LeBron James. I seriously think that one of those players on that Lakers team is going to get traded by February because I think there's too many guys that do the same thing. And I think that, you know, the way the Warriors have it is really in sync. And I don't think that this is going to work without a shift being made. So I think it's a good thing that not everybody wants to play with him. I don't. It's just like crazy. Everybody wants to come to L.A. and play for the Lakers.
All right, you're listening to The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're joined by Michael Rappaport for Celebrity Corner. Mike, you've been hard on LeVar Ball, and he has been silent for months. What is going on with LeVar? Where is he at? Did you get to him and be like, look, we got LeBron now. You can't be talking mess or what?
I mean, what is he going to say at this point? You know, his son is a grown man. What more can he say? I don't know if it was Magic or just his family. Like, the kid had so much scrutiny on him last year. Obviously, it turned into a circus. Whether or not he lived up to expectations, didn't. He had an injury. You know, the pressure was too much, and maybe he's just like cutting the cord as he should, as any parent should, when their kid is a professional and they're in control of their life. He's not living with them. He's a grown young man now, and he should let him fall and let him chirping away and screaming and yelling isn't going to change whether or not he has a future in the NBA, which in my opinion remains to be seen. So I think that he's, you know, taking a step back. I wouldn't put money that he's not going to hear from.
You don't think we're gonna hear from him all year?
I think that I don't know who. I can't tell if it's going to be LeVar or LeBron James's alter ego, LeBron Blames.
That LeBron Blames is a good.
That's
one.
That's a good one. I might have to steal that.
Have you've said that before? I'm sure.
I've said it before, but honestly, because you guys are my dudes, and I say this to Broussard all the time, and he says, you say this to everybody. I don't say it to everybody, You guys could use it. Credit me or not credit me, I don't care. You guys are the professionals. I love both of you guys, and I love your show, for real.
Well, we appreciate that. Have you gone to Marshalls yet to get the Lonzo 2s that are on sale now since they cut the price? Have you gotten a pair?
Hell no. I ain't wearing those shoes. If I was going to go get those shoes, if I was going to spend $200 on some shoes, I'd spend $200 on a shoe of a player who deserves his own shoes. Everybody wants to be a businessman, but you're not really in business, man. This dude might not be in the NBA in 3 years, the way things are going. He could seriously not be in the NBA in 3 years. Like, there's other great players, great talents, great hype that don't make it. He shoots air balls consistently. He almost shot one last night. The scrutiny and all the chaos around him. That guy, I wish him luck, but this is not guaranteed that he's going to make it in this league.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, let's switch to your favorite team, the New York Knickerbockers. And they had a big win over Atlanta, scored 49 points. What was that, Mike? The second quarter, right? A franchise history.
Yep.
And do you like this team? I know that they're a player or two away, which they have money to spend in the offseason, but do you like the young nucleus that they have right now?
You know what? I really do like the Knicks team, and I like that they are so young and they are so impressionable, because I think they're learning from Fizdale of the right way. And the ghosts of New York Knicks past, the bad ghosts of New York Knicks past, I think are going to get weaned out, because these kids don't know any better. And I think in a way that's a good thing. We're not winning the championship, but the Garden was rocking. All that the Knicks need is these guys how to learn professional basketball, play hard, and let Fizdale be the leader until the on-the-court leader emerges, because we don't know who that is at this point. But I think he's got them charged up and fired up about playing in New York, that it is cool, that it is sexy, that it is historic, that it is a dope place to play. And, we need some players to come there. But I really think that when you have that kind of young talent with a vocal, emotional guy like Fizdale, who really – you know, he's got them running around and he's got them in shape. I think we're on our way. There's work to be done and there's players needed, but we're on our way. I think it's a really, they hired the right guy and he did the right thing. I mean, we don't have any veterans, which I think with all we've been through is good at this point.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, joined by the great Michael Rappaport on our Celebrity Corner. Mike, last question. We got about 30 seconds. What do you make? You mentioned getting veterans. There's rumors out there that Kevin Durant has eyes for New York. What do you make of this? You getting excited about it or what?
Kevin Durant ain't going anywhere. They're going to win another championship and then they're going to re-up again. He ain't going anywhere. He's comfortable out there. I think he likes all the rules and regulations of Northern California. And I think all the money that he's making and the tech and all that stuff. And I think he likes laid back Northern Cal. I don't think he's going anywhere, and I think that team is going to win and then re up for one more time.
Chris said,
I'm not excited about it.
Yeah, Chris thinks that too, especially with the opening of the new arena next year.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening, and I don't think he wants a scooty. And if he came, listen, Kevin Durant on the side of the Empire State Building is a very sexy, cool thing that they'll throw at him. But I just don't think he wants. Why would he want to leave? I think they'll do one more, win or lose. Because if they lose, it'll be like,
if they lose, he'll probably I would think he'd definitely go back. All right, Mike.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure, bud.
Great job, man. We'll get you in the studio next time.
Anytime you want. This is our time of year, and I love talking hoops with you guys.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. We'll see you soon. All right, that's Michael Rappaport.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And we're always happy to bring in our next guest. He's the Fox Sports NFL insider. And you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Glazer. Jay, welcome to The Odd Couple, buddy.
What's going on, buddy?
We're great, man. We're great. Ready for another great NFL weekend. I know you saw...
It has been great. It's been it's been fantastic this year.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year.
It really is. It's so fun again.
And there's so much more to go. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We're only freaking week six. It's unbelievable.
Week seven. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We're just kind of we're just about to see where, like, week eight really who teams are. So it's been this fun, and teams are still gelling and they're kind of finding their way because nobody really does anything in preseason anymore.
Right.
You know, you really don't find teams, you know, their rhythm until later in the season now, much later than it used to be. So I think it's going to get even more exciting.
Well, I know you saw what Odell Beckham Sr., not Junior, but Sr., tweeted about, I don't know if it's tweet or Instagram.
Wait, why do you say that? You know I saw it. I don't follow him on Twitter.
But you, I know you're aware of it. You're aware of it, right?
Yeah.
I'm aware of it. John Mara and him throwing the chair. And how is John Mara going to respond to this? Or how do you think he'll take this? Will he laugh it off?
I don't think he's going to respond to anything on Twitter, to be honest with you. You know, the interesting thing is that the Giants were, and you saw in the offseason, it looked like you two were headed to a divorce, and John Mara was really running out of patience. And Pat Shurmur was the one who came in and said, no, I could corral this, I could help it. He is, and the thing about Odell is there's literally not a bad bone in his body, but the stuff he's doing is that of a bad teammate. And, you know, and Pat, I think, saw the good in Odell, and you saw what a great player he is, and when you're around him, you're like, you want to be around the kid, he's a great kid. And he's like, no, I think I can get him to be this, you know, he's going to be this great teammate. And then he does stuff that he breaks the code. And, you know, when this happened, I know Shurmur was furious and brought him in and, you know, had him talk to the team. And you know, when he first talked to the team about the comments, it was that Saturday night. And players didn't really know what he was talking about, to be honest with you. And then the next day, the comments came out. They're like, oh, that's what that was. And, you know, finally I know at least one guy walked over and said, hey, you broke the code. But, man, if this was the Giants – of Michael Strahan and Jumbo Elliott and Jesse Armstead and Eric Howard and William Roberts, man, you'd have a bunch of people at your locker waiting for you. This would not happen.
Oh, so the players weren't cool with it.
No, well, here's the thing. You know, look, Odell is they do follow him. He's the one everybody wants to be like in there.
Yeah.
When he does, that's why all of a sudden you see other people on the sidelines causing a ruckus, or Sterling Shepard, you know, having now an issue with, what was it last week? The vent or whatever it was. I don't remember.
The fan or whatever.
Yeah, the fan, whatever it was. They're going to follow him. But that's not what you want in your leader. You don't want him doing this. You want your leader keeping things in-house. You want your leader, you know, motivating guys in the right way. And that's the thing. Like, you get around Odell and you try to, I know. And he'll have you convinced that he knows what the right thing is to do now. And he knows he has to. He's grown up, and then this happens, and you know there's a reason why in that locker room too. And here's the other thing I want people to really understand: there's a reason why the Giants had the second pick of the draft. They're a bad team,
right?
They're a bad culture, bad locker room, and it wasn't going to happen overnight. The picks wasn't going to. I think we thought they got Saquon in there, Odell's great. Now they got a contract. They went and got a couple linemen. It would all be fixed. But the culture's been bad in there for a while. That's why the second pick in the draft.
Jay, help me on Baker Mayfield. You know, we had that big came in, looked great against the Jets, had 100% quarterback rating, but it's been going the other way, going south of late. His last game, one touchdown, two picks, and a 52.6 quarterback rating. Does he still need some seasoning?
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys, Peyton Manning's first couple of years weren't good. Troy Aikman's work. I mean, it's not, you know, for somebody to come out right off the bat and just shine as a rookie, it's not normal. You know, you saw Jared Goff's first year. So you're going to need to catch up on these pro defenses to send at you. But I told you guys since day one, he's different. He is just different. There is what's behind his ribcage, you cannot teach. And, you know, there's guys that may be more physically talented, but there's not too many more guys with more confidence than him. And too many guys who are going to work at it the right way, and he is. And the thing I like about Baker also is that you already know how he's going to be when he's a superstar. He's not suddenly going to change if the Browns start having success. You already know what you got. But he has this, and I think I told you guys last time, you know, we were there, you know, we trained them in the off season, so in our MMA program. So we got to see him that whole month of OTAs. And back then, we saw stuff and we're like, oh, my God, this kid is, when he rolls out, it's weird. He rolls out, he has this release, and it almost looks like he's still running, but he does this little thing where he almost like, he plans to get this energy from the ground, even though he's still running. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it's just his release. He is going to be a rock star for a long time in this league.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're joined by Jay Glazer. Jay, the Jaguars just traded for Carlos Hyde. What does this tell us about Leonard Fournette and his health and when he'll be back?
Yeah, I think they're making sure they have somebody else in there who they can trust, because that team is about defense and running game. You know, they're not about putting everything on Blake Bortles. They want Blake Bortles just to kind of not mess it up for them and hit opportunities when they can. But they need a good running game to do that. And, you know, Fournette is a beast when he's in there, but his hamstring has shown over and over, you don't know when it's going to tighten.
Bortles, speaking of the Jaguars, I mean, Bortles had a good year last year. He had his team up 20-10 in the fourth quarter in the AFC Championship game. Probably, you know, Jay couldn't get the big first down that they needed to keep the clock running a couple times, and it wound up Patriots coming back on him. But this year he's been – he had the big game against the Patriots, but ever since that game where he threw for almost 400 yards and four touchdowns, he's been terrible. What can they do? Can they make a quarterback change, or are they going to live with
him? They haven't had the running game. They don't have their running backs. And more than anything, that team is it's not Blake Bortles predicated on defense. They've got to have that defense. Their defense is what makes them, you know, such a terror and such a legitimate playoff threat. When that defense isn't playing Jaguar defense, that offense isn't the type that's going to go carry them. You know, their offense kind of needs to be able to, you know, they can't have that. They can't be playing from behind because Blake Bortles, just teams are going to tee off on him.
All right, Jay, man, we appreciate the knowledge. Have a great weekend.
Yes, always.
Thanks,
Jay.
Guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. Go win that Powerball. See you guys.
You know it.
All right, brother. Peace.